I am extremely honored and humbled to have been elected to become the president of this organization. I am, I just can't say how honored it makes me feel, but at the same time, how humbled I am to have this role.
Let's talk about the association for those that don't know. What is it all about?
The Abraham Lincoln Association was started in 1909 to celebrate the centennial of Mr. Lincoln's birth. And the purpose of the association is, number one, to always have an annual birthday party for him, but also to keep his legacy alive and to inform people about the things that he stood for, be aware of his writings. The Papers of Abraham Lincoln, for example, is one of the activities that the ALA supports. We were a sponsor, for example, with the Funeral Coalition, for example, for some of the programming that went on during that time. So it's to keep his legacy alive and to keep people informed about the things that he did, and also to challenge us to have some of the characteristics, personality traits that Mr. Lincoln had, like honesty, humility, friendship, equality, all of those kinds of things.
Well, it probably makes sense that you would get involved with a group that honored Abraham Lincoln. He has written about as much as anybody, and of course you are a librarian. That's been your background. How did your background with various groups, working as a librarian, prepare you for the role that you're about to take on?
Actually, my role as a librarian came initially simply because the director of the Illinois State Historical Library had historically been a member of that organization for many years. So that's truly how I got involved initially. But the organization has a board of directors and a nominating committee, and I guess my fellow board members felt that maybe Catherine would be a good person to lead our organization. So I was nominated, and my colleagues on the board elected me.
Well, do you see your selection, being an African-American, does it have special significance in this day and age to lead a group like this?
I certainly see it in a two-pronged way. Not only am I the first African-American, but I'm also the first woman to head the organization since its founding in 1909. So I think it's significant on two points. I think that women have always had more outreach than men, and one of the things I'm hoping to do is to bring the attention of the community to the Abraham Lincoln Association through more diverse ways and get more membership and interest from other groups, including the African American community, and especially young people. Or younger people. If you take a look at our board, there are not very many people on the board who, number one, are female, and number two, are under the age of 50, for example.
We're talking with Catherine Harris. She'll be installed as the new president of the Abraham Lincoln Association on Lincoln's birthday. Well, I'm sure there are African Americans who may say, I see Ferguson, I see Chicago, I see a lot of unfairness, I see injustice. Is there something that can be learned from Lincoln that applies to these situations today?
I think that Mr. Lincoln's struggle and his evolution, so to speak, and his ideas toward race relations over time could be applied to some of the conditions that exist in our racially tense world today. Such things as compromising, working with other groups, trying to be fair to all. He was the president of not just the Union States, he was the president of the United States. And he worked to keep the Union together, and we should, as a nation, work together to be more like him in the sense of working together to work out in peaceful ways our differences.
Do you see a way that the Abraham Lincoln Association can help with that? I mean, a lot of times those types of discussions are left to groups who focus primarily on race relations and other social issues. But do you see your group having some role in that?
I'm certainly going to try to see or help the group become a part of those kinds of discussions and organizations. A couple of the groups that I'm involved with, the Faith Coalition for the Common Good and SCOTR, the Springfield Coalition to Eliminate Racism. Those are two groups that I could see our organization partnering with to bring about discussions in reference to race and having forums and public events where those things are talked about and discussed. Working with the NAACP, for example, it's interesting that the NAACP and the Abraham Lincoln Association were both founded in the same year.
Well, let me talk about Lincoln and some of the related anniversaries that we've recently witnessed. The birthday bicentennial, a lot of 150-year since Civil War events, signing of the Emancipation Proclamation, even that Spielberg movie that was out.
Yes.
So we've had a lot of Lincoln in the headlines for the last several years. Are we going to go into a bit of a lull here and maybe a drop in interest when it comes to Lincoln, or do you see that happening?
I would certainly hope it does not happen, because Mr. Lincoln can serve as an ideal to which we can all aspire, whether it's in reference to those events that you spoke about or just daily life. Even right now, with the presidential debates and the election coming up, we need a little bit more calmness and less divisiveness amongst all the people. And I think that's one of the things that Mr. Lincoln stood for and wanted. And certainly at the close of the war, when he got everyone back together, I think that's what we need. So I'm hoping that some of the attributes and characteristics and personality traits that Mr. Lincoln had we today can take a lesson and a page from his book and try to emulate that.
Well, history is going to be made on Lincoln's birthday when you are installed as the new president of the Abraham Lincoln Association. You also have your symposium and your banquet coming up, and it's neat to see that there will be a Bernice King coming in to speak that
Absolutely.
Night.
Absolutely.
Can you talk about that a little bit?
Her father, Dr. King, I think he would be excited, pleased, on point to say, right on, so to speak, that this event is happening. And we all know that that Dr. King was an admirer of Mr. Lincoln over time and his views as well. So I am delighted that Reverend Mrs. King is going to be here to accept that award in honor of her mom and dad for the equality, for the work, for the change that they struggled to get us to at this point. There's still more work to be done, but I think Mr. Lincoln and Dr. King would want us to be continuing the struggle, as it were.